The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 563. So today's show is a little bit different. I'm bringing you an exercise playlist. It starts off a little slow and builds in momentum before giving you a wee cool down. I won't be introducing the bands today, so if you hear something you love, make sure you visit CelticMusicPodcast.com or check the chapters and show notes in your podcast app to see who is playing. This show is brought to you by the generosity of fans just like you on Patreon. If you enjoy what you hear, please support the show by making a pledge. You can even get just music episodes like this one when you sign up as a song manager. All right, without further ado, let's get some exercise on.
Szárkoró, farváli smakkarpíp, hogy vinánygarvad minden áur, így él kárti. Plissman oedd yn gweiddi, to the wheel, to the wheel. A plissman oedd yn gweiddi, to the wheel. A minangorfod manet, mewn Gian munud Mi orwedd ar fy nghem Yn y jail yng Nghaerdydd Mi gefais swp ar hyfryd Yn y jail yng Nghaerdydd Mi gefais swp ar hyfryd Yng Nghaerdydd Enghrestyn wedi sychu A hwnnw heb eilychu Am fod i wedi pechu Yn y jail yng Nghaerdydd Jail yng Nghaerdydd Mi gefais wely calad yng Nghaerdydd Dau bwncyn mawr o dderu A heinian llawn colfenni Nes fod cleisiarid yng nghefni Yn y jail yng Nghaerdydd Cysgyddi a hebryn gwadna Yn y jail yng Nghaerdydd Cysgyddi a hebryn gwadna
experts at complaining, notorious for claiming little things that other people feel they own. We're suckers for a story that could lead to fame and glory. We've lost all kind of monies that we've blown. We're arrogant and abusive, so cleverly elusive when it's time to pay the debts we know we owe. And we know we're downright lazy, our achievements somewhat hazy, as the records of the past years plainly show. Living in our own latitude, some would say it's being upside down. And you know if you come over, you've gotta get past Rover. If you need us, we're probably not round. But when all is said and done, the human race has been won. We'll surely be the only ones around. Cause you know when trouble's showing, we've a clever way of knowing, and we always find the safest place to hide. Experts are complaining, notorious for claiming little things that other people feel they own. We're suckers for a story that could lead to fame and glory. We've lost all kind of monies that we've blown. We're arrogant and abusive, so cleverly elusive when it's time to pay the debts we know we owe. And we know we're downright lazy, our achievements somewhat hazy, as the records of the past years plainly show. Yep.
your old one, to my old one. Will you come to the waxy star? Don't send my old one to your old one. You're having got so far. Then I went down to Monto Town to see Uncle McGaddle. But he wouldn't lend me a half a crown to go to the waxy star. Go, what will you have a pint? So have a pint with you, sir. And if one of your dozen daughters soon, you'll be cast out of the loser. Your old one to my old one, will you come to the Galway races? Said my old one to your old one, for the price of the England's races. I went down to Cabell Street to the big man money lender, but he wouldn't lend me a couple of pop for the young boy's red suspenders. What will you have a pint? Have a pint with you, sir. And if one of your dozen daughters soon, you'll be tossed out of the loser. Your old one to my old one, he's given to the for mutton. Said to my old one to your old one, I'll tell you where to get fine mutton. Here's a nice piece of advice I got from an old fishmonger. When the food is scarce and you see the hearse, you'll know you've died of hunger. What will you have a pint? Have a pint with you, sir. And if one of your dozen quarters soon, you'll be tossed out of the loser. What will you have a pint? Yes, I'll have a pint with you, sir.
Thank you. lived a particular man in Ireland long ago. To rule the Emerald Isle was Brian's ultimate goal. But standing in his way were two very difficult tasks: unite the feuding families and drive out the Danes at last. But first he had to avenge his older brother. With victory at Limerick, they all knew that he was the undisputed king of Munster, and his power grew. You, Brian Boru, Ireland really must thank you. Get on your harp and sing us a song. Oh, you, Brian Boru, the Viking horse will soon hear you. Just play the notes and we'll sing along. For you. Oh, you, Brian Boru, Ireland really must thank you. The fields were strewn with the wounded and dead. Oh, you, Brian Boru, the Viking horse will soon fear you. The grass was red with the blood that was shed. The Viking horse will soon fear you. Just play the notes and we'll sing along. Oh, you, Brian Boru, Ireland really must thank you. The island stood united as one. Oh, you, Brian Boru, the Viking horse will soon fear you. Your special harp with Guinness lives on.
My belly begins to groan. She's swinging an iron skillet and I won't get no peace. She's about to fry my bacon and a serving whiskey grease. I started after dinner and headed out the door. Got back in time for breakfast. My God, my head is sore. Nothing can be worse for me than what she has in store. In a hand, a pan, she asks if I want more. About the farm, I make an ad of serving whiskey grease. Oh, chores all day. Can't you let a man breathe? Okay. Oh, I can't believe that my old girl would harbor such a grudge. You can call her Judy. Ah, by hell, she is the judge. She's got me cleaning the gutters, got me sweeping the floors. I swear today she's got for me 2 weeks worth of chores. I'll bide my time, I'll make nice her grace I will implore. But at half an hour I'll be sneaking out the door. She's swinging an iron skillet, I won't get no peace. She's about the prime I'm making and a serving whiskey grease. She's swinging an iron skillet.
I hope you enjoyed the show and you got some good exercise. You're feeling good, energized. If you are, make sure you go and subscribe to the Celtic Music Magazine. It's a free and easy way to plug yourself into more great Celtic culture. You can also vote for your favorite songs in this episode for the Celtic Top 20. I'll be back again next week with a regular show. Thank you so much for listening. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast was edited by Mitchell Peterson with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. The show is produced by Mark Gundy, Celtfather. Subscribe through your favorite podcatcher or on our website, where you can become a patron of the podcast for as little as $1 per episode. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.